A very good afternoon from the sports team. The Hollywood Bets Sharks side for the URC clash with the Glasgow Warriors on Friday has been announced. Coach John Plumtree has rung the changes for that clash at Scotstoun. Let's have a look at that team. Ntuthuko Mtunu, Dan Yuster and Hanru Jacobs on the front row. Corne Roll, Gebran Grobler start in the second row. The loose forwards, Tino Mavasere and Lapis Labaskagni are on the flanks. And young Nick Hatton gets a run at number 8. Grant Williams starts with Kerwin Bosch at 10. In the centres, Francois Fenter captains the side alongside Murray Costa. On the wings, it's Apiwe Dianti and Edwin Cater, and then Butta Chamberlain will start at fullback. So plenty of changes there. And Plum says that it's a great chance for these players to impress.
They want to get out there and they want to have a go. And you know, what a challenge. You know, you're playing against Glasgow. You haven't been beaten here for 2 years, I think. You know, there's a lot of Scottish internationals in that team, a lot of really good players. So it's a really good measuring stick for some of the boys to see where they're at.
It's going to be a tough one for the Sharks. Glasgow currently second on the URC table going into that one. Moving to cricket news, the Hollywood Bets Dolphins host the AET Tuskers tomorrow in the CSA T20 Challenge. The clash at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium is important for the Dolphins, who are still trying to push for that home semi-final. It's a long shot and a few results need to go their way, but they could end up in the top two. That one starts at 2 p.m. tomorrow. They've moved the start time early, so it is going to be just after lunchtime start. And finally, in football news, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says they'll need to be at their best defensively, not just in attack, against Atalanta tonight. His side must overturn a 3-0 deficit in Italy if they're to progress to the semi-finals of the Europa League. Klopp knows they can't afford to defend as badly as they did at Anfield in last week's first leg.
They won completely. Deserved that. They played a really good game. We didn't play extremely well, and so that's it now. Let's start with a much better performance and let's try to win the game, and then we will see how much time is left in the end.
West Ham are also in Europa League action tonight. They take on Bayer Leverkusen in their second leg. That's all from me for now. For the East Coast Radio sport team, I'm Nick Tatham.